This message is for anybody who is going through a heartbreak or just sitting here wondering why things didn't go the way it was supposed to. Think about it like this. Sometimes rejection is God's protection. Sometimes when you are rejected, that is God's protection. And not only is it God's protection, it is redirecting. That means that God is protecting you and redirecting you to where he wants you to go, redirecting you to who he desires you to be with. I'm sitting here thinking about the past relationships I've been in, jobs that I really wanted and I didn't get. I'm sitting here and I'm so thankful that things did not go according to how I wanted to go. Because it took for me to be heartbroken. It took for me to go through so much to understand that the reason why things did not go according to how I wanted, because what I wanted was not what I needed. See, God has this wonderful thing for his children, that he gives us what we need. And even sometimes he gives us what we want, but then we begin to realize that what we want is not actually what we need. I'm going to tell y'all a story. When I first got into the medical field, I did my externship and my internship at this cancer center, and I really enjoyed it so much. So when they decided not to hire me, I was so heartbroken, and I tried for years to get back on to this hospital. It was a hospital. I was trying so hard, applied year after year after year, just trying to get in the door, right? It never happened. Okay. So then the place that I'm at now, they sent me to a cancer center. Even though I enjoyed working there, it was extremely heartbreaking. It was extremely heartbreaking to see the people that was battling cancer deteriorate. Seeing them from the moment that they came in looking healthy, even sometimes to the end when they was about to go into hospice and they were in their last days, it was very heartbreaking. And it took for me to experience something that was so heartbreaking that it made me realize that is why the Most High God did not allow me to go back to that place, because it would have been so mentally disturbing. I'm sitting here just thank God that nothing went according to how I wanted it to go. Because if it would have went according to how I wanted it to go, it would have ended up way, way worse. It was a reason why the past relationships that I was in, we didn't end up being married, because we might have ended up being divorced. Some of you are sitting here wondering why this person left you, or why the Most High God removed this person. Some of you even wonder why you're not getting that job that you wanted, that you're not getting your dream job. But maybe, just maybe, the Most High God is saying that that is not what he has for you. Maybe, just maybe, the Most High is saying that that thing will end up being more heartbreaking than what you realize. And so I'm trying to protect you. I'm trying to redirect you to the purpose that I have for you. And see, that's the thing. Sometimes we look at things from our perspective. And that's why the Bible says to trust the Lord in all our heart and lean not into our own understanding, because our understanding can be flawed sometimes, especially when we're emotionally involved. But God does everything for a reason. And even the moments where he gave me over to my desires, I realized that it was not what I needed. And even the heartbreak that I went to, it taught me a lot. And even though that heartbreak was temporary, it would have been way worse if it would have went according to how I wanted it to go. So fret not, my brothers and sisters. Don't get discouraged when things aren't going the way you want it to, because God is redirecting you. God is protecting you. He is taking you to somewhere better. He has something so much better. See, a lot of us tend to settle. Come on now. A lot of us tend to settle. We settle thinking that there's nothing better out there for us. God knows. He sees all. We don't. Our seeing is limited. Our vision is limited. He knows what's best for us. He knows that there is better in store for us. So thank the Most High that he's protecting you. That rejection that you're going through, It's God's protection, and he's redirecting you. He has something way better for you. He has way, way better than what you ever can imagine. That person left you for a reason. You left that person for a reason. God says, I have something better for you. That thing that I have for you is so much better than what you could have gotten with that person, that what you couldn't got with that job. Glory be to the Most High. Praise for him. You didn't miss out on nothing. See, a lot of us think that we're missing out on something. No, God said, you didn't miss out on nothing. You didn't miss out on nothing. And that's why a lot of us tend to get in a hurry. We tend to rush God. We tend to get in a hurry and try to do things because we're thinking that we're missing out on something. That was my major downfall. Most High God's timing is the best timing. Because when we try to rush God, we realize that our timing is nowhere near as perfect as his. His timing is always perfect. He has a way of aligning things in such a way that everything works out the way it's supposed to. So fret not, just wait on the Most High God. Thank him. Thank him that he removed you from that situation before it would have got worse. It could have cost you your life. He got you out of that situation just in time. Who am I talking to today? He got you out of that situation just in time. And yeah, it hurts, but God mends broken hearts. Let me tell you, he mends broken hearts. Seek him, and he will let you know why. Everything happens for a reason. And God loves his children so much that he's willing to protect us. Psalms 91, baby. Psalms 91. He protects his children. Even though we may go through a little suffering, we go through a little affliction, but at the end of the day, he still protects his children. It is so that we can yield those peaceable fruits, so that we can be fruit bearers. You hear me? That we can bear fruit 100-fold, baby. That's spiritual maturity. And sometimes we have to go through things for us to be mature in the Most High. Come on now. So don't get discouraged, man. Don't get discouraged. God allowed those people to reject you for a reason. It is his protection, and it is his redirection. I love each and every last one of y'all. So does the Most High. I hope that this word has blessed you. And if it has, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, and hit the bell to get notifications when I upload new content. Until next time, my brothers and sisters, God bless you. Talk soon.